Well, hello there. This is the Count from Transylvania, and you are listening to a very special Halloween episode of Buffy Between the Lines. Boy, I wouldn't mind sinking a fang into that Buffy. She's out of this world.
Hi, happy Halloween. This is Tabs, one of the producers for Buffy Between the Lines. I hope you enjoy this extra special treat we've cooked up for you. It's a mini-episode that takes place back in Season 5 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. For those of you playing along at home, this is not a normal episode of Buffy Between the Lines. If it was, it would be the summer, and we'd be Halloween-less. But don't worry, we'll be returning to our normal schedule really soon, and Episode 3 will be coming out 2 weeks from today. So now, the story so far. I've always wanted to say that. Previously on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, after an encounter with the hell god Glory, Buffy saves a strange monk who explains to Buffy that her younger sister Dawn is not really her sister, but is in fact a mystical energy known as the Key. The Key's purpose is to open the gates to the dimensions. In an effort to hide the Key and its power from Glory, the monks made it into something the Slayer would protect, a younger sister. Buffy and Giles hide Dawn's true nature from the rest of the gang. Meanwhile, Joyce becomes ill, and her frequent headaches make her tired and weak. Anya and Willow's tensions increase as Anya becomes a more important person in Xander's life, and Spike's plan to remove the chip that the initiative gave him was thwarted by Buffy. And now on to Buffy Between the Lines' special mini-episode, Bored to Death.
I have with me the quintessential Halloween film, Halloween.
Xander, not again.
Why not, Will? It has a holiday in the title.
But it's not really Halloween-y. It's just mass murdery.
Well, what do you propose we watch?
I brought Sleepy Hollow. The holiday has Hollow in the title.
I'm with Willow. I'm not so big on the slashy kill them kind of movies. I don't like all the blood.
Like you don't see death and destruction every day?
Not the serial killer kind, Anya.
Sleepy Hollow is so unrealistic, with the things rising from the grave and the protection spells and the kind of stuff you see every single day if you're us. All the more reason to not watch it. It's our night off.
Well, I don't want to spend...
Buffy, are you sure it's wise to let Dawn go out to this party? Especially now that we know that it's she whom this person is looking for.
Giles, if I had my way, she wouldn't be going out at all tonight. But she threw a huge fit, locked herself in her room crying, until Mom said I wasn't her mother and she could go. At least it's only across the street, so I can, you know, make sure she's all right. Demon Lady isn't exactly a low profile, and if she makes a scene, I'll know about it.
Hey, you guys, stop being all mopey by the window. We need a deciding vote on our horror flick of the evening.
It's tied. 2 votes for Halloween and 2 votes for Sleepy Hollow.
Let's see. Blonde girls are having sex and getting mass murdered. Or Johnny Depp goodness? No question there.
Xander! They're having sex and getting killed? You made me vote for something where boinking equals dying?
It's a classic, Ann. Come on, Giles, back me up.
If those two films are our only choices, I would not go with the mass-murdering psychopath. In fact, I find Tim Burton's work to be, on occasion, quite entertaining.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Ooh, candy? For us? You shouldn't have, Mrs. Summers.
And I didn't. It's for the trick-or-treaters. Sweetheart, do you think you can take care of that tonight? I think I'm going to get an early night's sleep. Those headaches just won't leave me alone.
Get some rest, Mom. I've fought vampires. I think I can handle sugar-hyped kids in costume.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night, Joyce.
Good night, Joyce.
Sleep really well.
I don't get it. I thought Halloween would be a busy night for demons and monsters and stuff.
Ah, the newbie is unfamiliar with the supernatural laws of Halloween. And I could not possibly be a bigger dork, could I?
Yes, quite. You see, Tara, Halloween, for all intents and purposes, is a night off for the undead.
Only with our track record, it seems to be an every other year kind of thing. So this year should be a year off. Next year, we can worry about the supernatural crazies.
And yay, I seriously need the downtime. With everything that's been going on, it's nice to have a night just to chill with my friends. I'll get it.
Trick or treat!
Hey there, aren't you guys cute?
No, we're scary.
Aw, I mean scary. There's some for you, and some for you, And they're playing Spin the Bottle. They're playing Spin the Bottle! My 14-year-old sister is playing Spin the Bottle!
Hey! Hey, it's for horses.
She's not old enough for that.
At least she's not having sex. Halloween is a great night for that.
Oh.
Don't you think about anything else?
Of course I do. I think about money.
Oh, right. Of course. Almost forgot about that.
Come on, guys. Let's just chill. We have candy. We have a movie. We have the night off. What could go wrong?
Xander!
Oh. Damn it.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
If you've had the feeling that someone is watching you, creeping up when you're not looking, that something twisted is waiting for you deep in the shadows, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is you're not crazy. The bad news is Scott Sigler wants to kill you. Could be a victim in Scott's newest horror thriller, Nocturnal, which launches at midnight Eastern Standard Time on October 31st. That's right, bitches. At the stroke of midnight on Halloween. So, you wanna die? Register a profile now at scottsigler.com to win a chance to hear your name as a corpse. Fill in all the fields and don't forget your picture. Because Scott wouldn't want to kill the wrong person. Then he'd just have to kill you all.
Wait, what? Xander, did that man just say... What did he say?
I think he said Scott Sigler wants to kill you.
Oh, really? Well, let's see about that.
Anya?
Well, we killed him first.
Buffy Between the Lines, www.buffybetweenthelines.com.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Hey, Summers, what are you supposed to be? A hobo?
Don't listen to him, Don. I like your costume. You're a pop star,
I'm
right?
I'm supposed to be a... Hey, Melinda, the party's a total snooze. Bobbing for apples, PG movies...
My parents don't like crude stuff. I'm lucky they let me invite boys to the party. I know it's not like the parties you throw, Janice.
The party's fine, Melinda. You have really good music.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I found something in the basement that might just liven things up around here.
My brother's Ouija board?
Yep.
What do you want to do with that?
Mischief, mayhem, contact a few ghosts.
Oh, come on, Melinda, lighten up. You know there's no such thing. It's just some Halloween fun, you know, so we don't all die of boredom. Which is 10 times more likely than us contacting a ghost.
I'm not so sure this is a good idea. My sister says Ouija boards are dangerous.
Mom Summers, you never listen to your sister. Why start now?
Buff, you don't need to look out the window every 5 minutes. Dawn's gonna be fine.
No. It's Tuesday.
Oh, spirits, am I ever gonna find a boyfriend?
No.
My turn. Okay. Listen to me, oh spirits. What am I gonna get on the big math test next week? Q? You were moving the thing.
I was not. Besides, if the forces of darkness say you're gonna get a below-failing grade on your test, who are you to say otherwise?
Melinda, you were moving it.
I was not. See, I'm not touching it.
And it's still moving. Guys, stop pushing it, Dawn.
I'm not.
R. E. L. E. A. S. E. M. E.
What is that thing? It looks like a wolf.
I don't know. It doesn't look solid, but it...
Ow!
My hand!
You're bleeding!
Only a little bit. I'm fine. But we need to get out of here before it...
Summers! Look out! It's coming right at you!
Are you okay?
I think it just passed through me. What's it doing? It's becoming solid.
Had it...
Gone!
Oh my god. My parents are gonna kill me.
Great.
Dawn! What did you do?
Me?
Sodding television. Work! Come on! Bloody hell, it's Halloween. Nothing to do but watch the Great Pumpkin. What do? You break. Worthless piece of junk. Oh, balls.
The energy here is disturbed. Unstable. Whatever it was came out of a portal.
But how? Opening up something like that would have taken a lot of juice. Unless someone at the party was a witch or a warlock. But I don't think a 14-year-old could have had that kind of power.
I didn't see anyone casting spells. It just kind of happened.
It sprung forth fully formed?
No. It was all see-through at first. Then it rushed at me and got solid.
Perhaps it needed time to get in phase with this dimension.
Are you hurt?
It's just a cut. Not the beastie, though.
Great. Portal. So how do we send it back?
The natural state of all things is low energy. The energy here is excited, so it should be easy to do a reversal spell and send it back.
So what's the but?
But we can only send it back from here.
Right. Xander, Anya, and I will go and try and find the big meanie. Can you guys handle the spell part?
I have supplies at the magic box. Willow, will you come with me?
Sure. Magic is my middle name.
I thought it was Danielle.
Well, yeah.
Tara, watch Dawn. Don't let her out of your sight. Come on.
Are we sure it came this way?
The tornado-like path of destruction didn't give you a clue.
Okay, point taken. But what are we going to do when we find it? I haven't seen anything that big.
I'm not worried about fighting it, just getting it gone. I hope Willow and Tara have the spell set up by the time we get back there. You know, Halloween. My night off, and I still have to cover.
Nights like this make you wish faithful isn't evil.
Oh, yeah.
It's leaving a large trail, but how are we going to catch up with it? It's had a big head start.
Oh, so you want to play it that way, do you?
I think Spike took care of that for us.
Great. Just what I needed.
No real beastie ever goes out on Halloween, so quit making the rest of us look bad.
Spike! Stop bantering with that thing. I'm pretty sure it doesn't speak human. Or English, or... Isn't that what you speak?
I suppose you've got a better idea. I've been fighting with this thing for 20 minutes.
Yeah, we actually have a way to get rid of it.
Why did you say so?
Let's go before that thing makes Spike its chew toy.
Hey, Rover, this way.
He doesn't know where he's going, does he?
Nope. It's this way.
So, does your family do this stuff a lot?
Timing will be crucial.
If they don't get here soon, the energies might settle out. Then we'd have to open a new portal, and we don't have the supplies for that.
The spell should be simple, as long as this area is disturbed.
Right. We just scatter the herbs and say the incantation, and presto.
Or hopefully presto.
I just wish they'd get here soon.
Hey, look! Wishes are horses.
Ow! This better work. I'm not too keen on being this thing's chew toy.
Should we feel guilty that we're just letting it chase Spike?
Nah, look how well they're getting along.
Let's get ready. Scatter the herbs.
Down, doggy.
Hear our prayer. Goddess of time, goddess of space.
Hurry up, it's almost...
Remove from here what does not belong. Return it to its rightful place.
Hey, not me too. Someone give me a hand here. Come on, people.
No one? Fine. Grab my hand, Spike. So, who wants to watch Halloween? Dawn, bed.
Oh, come on. Compared to tonight, what's one scary movie? It's not like I can have less nightmares.
Bed. You summon a hell beast, you don't get movie goodness.
Mom said I could.
Nice try. Mom's been asleep for hours.
Well, fine.
Wow. So glad I don't have siblings. That would have made my parents drink a whole lot more.
So, Halloween isn't eventful?
Well, at least it wasn't like when we all turned into our costumes.
Or the time we had a tiny fear demon ruining a perfectly good frat party.
Maybe next year we'll be quiet.
Perhaps. Or perhaps I should recheck the text on the subject of All Hallows Eve. Perhaps there was something I missed.
That's sex? Xander, call Hollywood. That isn't sex. It's only 5 seconds long.
Hey, we made it through Halloween alive. Now let's just enjoy the B-movie goodness so we can deal with tomorrow's Hellbeast tomorrow. And we still have candy.
I'll get it.
Happy Halloween from the cast and crew of Buffy Between the Lines.
This episode was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were Cliss, Clay, Tabitha, and Kim. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. Additional music featured in this episode includes Monster Symphony by Devin Anderson, Time to Dance by the band Panic at the Disco, and Spooky Piano by Jeff Rosiana. These musicians and music can be found at music.podshow.com. End credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by Magnatune.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. This episode was written by Rachel Russo. Our cast for this episode consists of Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the announcer, Kim Butler as Buffy, Barbara Youngbauer as Joyce, Mad Scientist as Willow, Cliss as Tara, Brian Brown as Giles, Chris O'Connor as Xander, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, Nick Edwards as Spike, Tasha as Dawn,
Rachel Russo as Janice Penshaw and Clay Robinson as Guy One. Special thanks to our podcasting guests, including Fred and Bob Cadenhead from the Mostly News podcast at mostlynews.net, and Nikolai and Caleb from the Dancing Elephants podcast at dancingwithelephants.libsyn.com, who played the trick-or-treaters. John Blauser from Firefly Talk, who played Guy 2. You can find Firefly Talk at www.fireflytalk.com. Miranda Thomas from Firefly Talk and The Ninth, a Heroes cast, played Melinda. You can find The Ninth at heroescastlibsyn.com. Jen Tucker from Tucker Tales, who played Girl One, you can find Tucker Tales at www.tuckertales.com. And Naomi Starsiak from Firefly Talk, who played Girl Two. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at www.buffybetweenthelines.com. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody purposes. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line at 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes. The producers cannot confirm or deny the existence of wolf-like spirits living in your Ouija board. Please exercise caution when in use.
Hey!
Hey, it's for horses.
Thank you.
Trick or treat!
Go away.
No. Totally slammed the door on us.
Wow.
But it's Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow. That is not in the least bit B-movie. Not like the goodness that is Halloween on I should not improv. But I will. Just not this time.
Only with our track record, it seems to be in every other kind of... Could you get the phone?
This is Tab's attempt to drive the editor crazy, because I have to go back up here. Do-do-do-do-do. Anya, 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 Anya. I think we should just count how many times Anya says sex in Buffy Between the Lines.
I got the spreken in the wreck and the gach. It's understanding. It's very difficult to understand and talk. I said, hey, if these two films are our only choice, I would have to not go with the mass murdering psychopath. In fact, I find Tim Burton's work to be, on occasion, quite entertaining.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.